all of these data points go into these algorithms, and they're becoming so good at predicting what we're thinking, what we need, what our desires are, that it's becoming terrifying. It is Minority Report. It's the great hack. It's the Snowden 2016 documentary. It's the movie The Circle. We're being fed this technology, but people don't realize how powerful it really is. Many of these stories, from mainstream media to, you know, independent media, they're all being AI generated. And then we ran it through some AI generated identification filters to see what percentage of the text and copy was actually AI generated. More often than not, it was huge percentage, if not all.
Yeah, I remember you doing an X post about that, just highlighting how there was like 10 different media outlets that were recycling the exact same story, and it actually didn't have an origin in reality at all.
No, and that's, you know, that actually coincides with what I've been doing, my own little personal project. I think I brought it up in a previous interview that you and I had, where I was talking about predictive algorithms and kind of where they're going, but it's getting worse. And to kind of preface, a lot of us have experienced the phenomena of seeing an ad or seeing a post or getting an advertisement email on something that we either mentioned once in passage or even just thought about, not even searching, not even saying it out loud. And this isn't some cognitive dissonance. This is actually a very, very well-designed predictive algorithm. It's not just one, it's many. And these algorithms are getting so good at what we would consider precognition. You know, if it was biological, we would be like, this person's a psychic. But it's not. It's basic math, but done at scales and using so many data points that finding these hidden correlations becomes not just possible, but it happens on a daily basis. So like, these systems are so good at inferring our latent intent from like tiny behavioral traces and from the patterns across hundreds of millions of people like us. By the time that we consciously like articulate a desire, the predictive algorithms have already been optimizing for them in the background. So, you know, let's say John thinks of, you know, oh, I need to get new tires or something like that. Mm-hmm. He thinks about it, and then the next day he sees an ad in his email. Now, what is that, synchronicity? No, it's the algorithm identifying that maybe he was scrolling through his feed, he stopped on a certain post for, you know, 35% longer than another post, and he hasn't purchased tires in 18 months, and he's traveled this distance. So all of these data points go into these algorithms, and they're becoming so good at predicting what we're thinking, what we need, what our desires are, that it's becoming terrifying. And then, you know, the only direction for this is for it to improve. So the window of prediction will only get better, and the degree of success will only get better. So like, these probabilistic identity links that these algorithms are doing only will get better. And then, so we're looking at future systems that aren't in the people's control, will be able to identify thought crimes or purchase patterns or, you know,
Minority Report.
It is Minority Report. It's the great hack. It's the Snowden 2016 documentary. It's the movie The Circle. We're being fed this technology, but people don't realize the how powerful it really is. The people who design and run it, they don't really understand how these systems operate. I mean, they know how they operate, but they don't know how they're calculating. The calculus is so ethereal, and the level of compute is so vast that it's already beyond us. So we're creating a psychic internet, a psychic intelligence that works on math, which I find fascinating
But, you know,
because.
is it natural? Is it evolution? Is it part of the human story to unfold into something that's like semi-biosynthetic? And you know, are we a medium for something else? And that's perfectly natural. I still just don't know.
Well, here's one thing to jump in on that, and I'll take this back real quick. Sorry for jumping in, but this got me, and this was probably 5 or more years ago, was that Facebook at the time had was experimenting with this, and based on some of the Meta at the time, and this is pre-Meta AI, Llama, all of that, at least publicly, that they were able to successfully tell when a woman was pregnant
Pregnant.
prior to
Yes.
she even knowing herself.
Yes. Wow.
What the fuck?
Like, that's
That's
legit.
amazing.
I
That's
gotta look
crazy.
that article up, man. I gotta look it up right now. But
That's a small fry.
that's like
Yeah.
5 or 6 years ago, right?
Yeah.
That
No.
was then. Okay.
That
So
was then. How did it do it? Right. Just by,
same thing as Kai saying.
Yeah. Yeah. It's inferencing identity links, creating co micro cohorts of people like you based on the decisions, actions, locations, everything you do is cataloged into some degree, where you go, how long you spend there, what you look at, what you say, what you write. All of these things are data points. To us, it's just static and noise, but with enough compute, you can find correlations, patterns, hidden themes in connections within these data to make
I
predictions,
think this mean
right?
is a different one, but it says how Target figured out a teen girl was pregnant before her
Yeah.
father did.
Yeah. What's the
And
year on that, Jay?
this is 2012.
Yeah.
Every time you go
Yeah.
shopping, you share intimate details about your consumption
Yeah.
patterns with
Probably
retailers.
1,000 times better.
Yeah,
Yeah.
right. Exactly.
Yeah, there we go.
I would go
So
ahead. Now these multinationals and agencies and governments have this capability at a very nuanced level to predict our behavior at scale. That, to me, which is why I started this investigation for myself, was like, where's this trend going? How much is it going to improve, and who's going to, how will it might be utilized? And none of the answers that I came up with are really great.